Okay.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Boiling Point, Faith and Fire Podcast, the show where we talk about Jesus, real life, and all the wild stuff happening in the world. And we do it without apologizing. We're not going to sugarcoat the truth for you. We're not going to pretend that we're saints. So if you're new here, I guess that was your warning to buckle up. If you're returning, you already know you're here because you love the chaos. Like you're addicted to it, we know. So before we dive in, I do want to give you guys a little bit of practical wisdom because with a lot of things that we don't know about the world, there's a lot of things you don't know about your body as well. And I need you guys to stop guessing and I need you to go get this Omega blood test from me, okay? Quit suffering in silence. If the grass looks greener on the other side, it's because the person on the other side knows their Omega ratio and they're drinking their water and they're not running on pure cortisol and caffeine like half the world today. So take the test. The link is in the show notes. We are also officially looking for sponsors. So if you have a business or a brand, a product that won't get us canceled for promoting it or vice versa, hit us up. Okay. We love Jesus. We love America. We love supporting companies that aren't trying to shove nonsense down our throats. We like common sense. So get in early while I still remember to check my email because that is an issue these days. Okay. Everything we discuss on the show is opinion and commentary based on publicly available information. Okay. So while we're not making accusations, and I guess I'll just say everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But listener discretion is advised, especially for sensitive topics. And I just want to say this disclaimer, you guys, because we're going to talk about some kind of heavy stuff today. If you have information about trafficking or child abuse, contact law enforcement, or there is a national human trafficking hotline. And if I remember, I'll link that in the show notes for you guys. So, anyway, I could talk all day, but I want to bring in my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend. And this guy has more podcasts than I have kids. And if you know me, that is saying something. So, but I wish we could do a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rory. He's a podcast coach. He is a genius at stuff. And he's the reason that your show still sucks because you haven't hired him yet. So get resourced, get equipped, and stop acting like, you know, your voice doesn't need a good coach to get you on a platform. Okay. Hello, Rory.
Wow. This is the reason why your show still sucks. I
Oh
mean,
my
I don't
gosh.
think I've ever gotten that kind of an endorsement before in my life. I'm honored.
Well,
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness gracious. You're on fire today. I
they're
love
going to be
this.
looking at you. You guys, I have so many sticky notes across my computer for bullet points so I don't mess up today. I'm just staring at a wall of yellow. Because I love you guys and I want to be able to fact check myself, okay, and be able to tell you truth about stuff. Okay? Because
Locked and loaded. She is locked
locked
and
and
loaded today,
loaded.
folks.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready whenever you are. I mean,
Yeah.
let's dispense with the pleasantries and just go ahead and kick us off
Right.
because I know you have like a list longer than my arm. You're ready to go. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about quite a few things today, you guys. I mean, congratulations. The government's open again. But I mean, if we're being honest, it's not like some heroic moment of leadership, you guys. This is Washington doing what Washington does. They don't care about you and they're going to drag their feet and they're playing chicken with all of us because we're useful idiots. And then they're going to pat themselves on the back because they fixed a crisis that they created. Okay. So 43-day shutdown. They've pushed a deadline, you guys, to January 30th, which means nothing is solved. It's another band-aid while politicians are going to continue to argue and stall and protect their own interests and the interest of all of their slush fund money and their donors and. Come on, you guys. Like we are useful idiots. I will say, I am what I will say I'm proud of, okay, because it Republicans usually cave. They just give in, like every single time. I feel like what I've witnessed since I've been paying attention is like we just cave. And so I am proud that we did not do that. Okay. Like I'm proud of that. But I mean, what are we 10 months into Trump's second term and he's pissing people off?
Yeah, he's pissing off a lot of people on his own side, and he's pissing off people on both sides now. And
Right.
so there's that old adage: if you make everybody mad on both sides of the line, you end up with nowhere to go. And
Right.
he's I don't know if he cares. I'm not sure if he
Yeah.
cares right now. It's amusing until it's not.
Right.
So, I'm with you 100%, and I know that you have some examples that are, really infuriating you.
A few. I mean, I have a few. It's you guys, we voted on this America First agenda. And I think this is so twisted to me, and it's where my brain starts to hurt. And no matter how much research I do, I just keep circling back in confusion because like it's a lot of it doesn't make sense. And I try to look at it as like, we do have to have relationships with the outside world, blah, blah, blah. Like that's cool, but like, can we? He's not even trying to fake it. Like he's not even pretending that America First is coming, so it's just some of the things he does, I still am annoyed with his cabinet picks. Like I'm mad about this stuff. And I know you say like Trump is protecting his own interests and he doesn't care because he's not up for re-election. But I do feel like there because he has such a big ego, I think he does care about legacy. I think that matters to him. And I think in a way that no matter how much he gaslights the left, and he does it intentionally, you guys, like he tries to piss you off on purpose
Right.
with the stuff he says. Like, I'm here for that. I think it's funny. He has a sense of humor. I'm here for that. But like deep down, I think because of his ego that he does care about this legacy. So no matter how much he is protecting his own self-interest and his family, I do think that he cares. You guys, he cares because why? He wasn't a politician. He didn't need to be the president. He saw America being destroyed because he is a business owner, and he saw what the elites were doing to actually take this stuff away from us, for freedom, all of it. We were on the brink of just mass chaos. So he didn't have to be president. You know what I mean? Like he's doing this. He should just be retired, living out his life. He's doing this, so I think he does care about America. And I don't, I do think he's caught up in a lot of red tape, but I still think he does dumb stuff.
I want to believe that. I really do. And so the hope for me is that he's taken his first year to go out and kind of just it's like in a boxing match where you go out and against your opponent, you work the body. Okay. You're not trying to knock anybody out by hitting them in the ribs. What you're doing is you're working the body so that 4 rounds from now, they can't breathe anymore. And then you go for the head and you go for the knockout. And that's, I'm hoping that that's the strategy, is to right now, he's just going to the body. He's delivering messages to all the different Republicans who think they're going to stand up against him for a photo op. He's delivering messages to the Democrats to say, you don't have the votes, so please stop trying to ruin the country. Talk to me in 4 years. He's sort of delivering a lot of messages. Every time the guy turns around, he does get hit with a new thing, like, Mondami and these other ridiculous situations. And he's, having things just ignored. By Congress, by governors, by federal lawmakers, and so on and so forth. So I agree with you. He's running into a lot of red tape, running into a lot of problems. And I hope that, again, I've said before, I think he's playing chess and we're all playing checkers, and I hope that that's the case. It just is really hard to stay behind it when you see so many things that just don't make any sense. Billions of dollars to Venezuela, and we're apparently at war with them, which nobody really saw coming. That wasn't part of the deal. Now, Israel is basically saying, hey, either you're with us or you're against us, because Iran just attacked us last night. So here we are again, getting embroiled in all of the world's problems and sending all this money over here and dealing with this dictator over there. I know you can't just shut it all off and act like the rest of the world doesn't exist. But America First is supposed to be America First. So if we're doing this other stuff because it's necessary, but we're taking care of America First, I'm okay with it. I get it. It's the necessary evil. But I don't see us taking care of America First right now. I
None
mean,
of
we
it.
got past the Democrats crossed the line on the shutdown, and it took Republicans and Trump 3 days to get the thing signed because they had to organize the photo op. I was so pissed off about that. I'm sorry, but Democrats say, okay, you go back to work, you stay late, you get it signed, and you get people paid that day. And this isn't just about welfare programs and SNAP and things that people want to debate about. These are cops. These are border agents. These are, military. These are all kinds of other federal workers. I mean, it's your postman. You know what I mean? It's everybody who gets a federal check, who depends on supporting their family, got, caught up in the middle of this power play. It's over. Make it be over. Don't, oh, they can wait 3 more days while we organize, all of these guys behind Trump and 15 pens being used to sign the thing. Like you said, claiming victory for a problem they created. I've had enough. So either you're draining the swamp or you're playing in the swamp. And I think we need to pick one.
I mean, we're tired. Everybody's tired. It's just repeat over and over. So I don't know what it would take for us to be happy with his choices or decisions, because just you guys, I'm finally going to talk about the Epstein stuff, okay? Because I know the conversations I'm seeing people have, like, nobody's doing actual research. Nobody's checking stuff out. They're seeing a headline, they're getting triggered. And I'm not even just talking about the fact that the Democrats finally have Trump, right? Like, I'm not talking about that. That went viral, and that's what kind of pushed me to do this. But if the Democrats had solid courtroom ready evidence tying Trump to Epstein in any criminal way, it would be framed, laminated, blasted across every network 24/7, and it wouldn't be hidden away like it's a secret. It would be weaponized before you could say indictment, okay? So the Democrats have thrown the entire kitchen sink at him. Impeachments, indictments, investigations from every angle, congressional committees, leaks, whistleblowers, a whole DOJ era built around stop Trump at all costs, okay? And these are people that have said, we were told to stop Trump at all costs. You think if they had one tiny provable Epstein connection, it would be game over. They would drag it like a trophy. It would be a trophy erected at on the lawn at the White House. They do not have anything on Trump, and this is old. And I feel like you're a useful idiot, because, like, why are we even talking about it? Why is that a thing? What is really going on? Is it because really nothing's decided in our government, and we're still dragging stuff along? We have a, what, 2 month window now before they shut the government down again, because we're useful idiots. So
I'm with you 100%. There's if you're a card-carrying Democrat, liberal, progressive, and you are sitting there today on social media talking about how, oh, we got Trump now, you are absolutely a moron. Because, the fact that it's being unveiled or the files being opened, that's to us. Okay, the Biden administration's seen it. The FBI's seen it. The senators and the governor, they've all seen it. The people who are passing the vote, they all know what's in it. We're the only ones who don't know it. So it's not like, oh, well, these congressmen don't know what's in the. Of course they do. They've already seen them. The only thing they're voting on is whether or not we get to see it. So if you think for 1 minute, if you're a progressive especially, and you think that there's stuff in there about Trump and they didn't use it to completely destroy the election, I mean, if there's actually stuff in there about Trump, you release that before the election. The election's over, Kamala wins, it's President Harris. You're basically saying I voted for the dumbest people on the planet. You're saying that the people I voted for, all the Democrats I voted for, let Trump win. How stupid are you? Okay, if they had it, they would have used it by now. There's no way you hold that back. It's I think both sides, unfortunately, have people they're protecting.
Oh, that's
And
a fact.
yeah, it's not just one side. Both sides have key people and key donors. And yeah, key politicians that they're both protecting. And so there's all this smoke screen going on, and posturing. And they don't want to just, and here's the other thing, and I'll give it back to you. Tim Burchett, a representative in the House, put forward a couple days ago, absolute release it all, total transparency, we're done. To ask for unanimous vote on it. Just we're putting it out. Doesn't matter. Absolutely got voted down by a lot of Republicans, but the Democrats, like to a person, killed it. Nobody on either side is willing to let this go out just en masse. Both sides want the opportunity to pick through it and decide what gets released. Folks, figure it out. Neither side is in the right on this stuff. Both sides are guilty and they're just playing us right now.
Well, I'm
Either
going to
let it
talk a
all out
little
or
bit
don't.
about what happens there, because I know that pisses everybody off too. So I can't say that I can protect you with this episode today. I can't say that you're going to leave here feeling like empowered, because it's going to piss you off. The truth is going to piss you off. But this girl that they're talking about, Virginia, she's the one whose name was redacted. Okay, talking about stuff. She worked at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach with her dad, and she talks about this. She wrote a memoir about all of this and getting into the orbit of Jeffrey, and never once did she ever say that Trump did anything, nor did she see Trump doing anything. And this is what they're trying to use. Okay, so you guys can go read her stuff, and get the proof, how he is cleared. There is no evidence there. She was not saying he's on any of these things. Never sworn statements, repeatedly over and over, you guys. And that is in public documents. She said she's never had sex with Trump. Okay. Never was he inappropriate with her. And flight logs, I mean, I think they have, I didn't write this down, but I do think they got him on his jet one time. Trump has been on his jet one time, and it wasn't to Epstein Island. Okay. But a lot of other politicians have dozens of entries. But if they had anything criminal on Trump, you guys, I just that is a very very important thing here. So if this is the thing, the moment this full list drops, this is the problem. It is going to be a global meltdown, because it is high-ranking politicians, judges, Hollywood, billionaires, media execs, foreign leaders, intelligence officers, major donors. All of these people are implicated, and the government collapses overnight. Stock market will implode. Media empires done. Trust in every institution is at zero. You guys don't understand. The elite class isn't just famous people. It is the entire operating system of our modern world. And if they all fall at the same time, that's a power vacuum, chaos. I would say probably 70% of Congress is in on this. 70% of Congress all at once. You're taking banking families, tech founders, global partners, governors, judges, all of these people all at once. Like, we're decapitating civilization right there. I see that. And I feel like even if Trump is not on that list, these are people that he works with personally in his life every day. He knows these families. He knows these people. His donors are probably in on it. So it everything implodes. And really, what happens in the United States of America? Like, you think it's bad when George Floyd got hurt? I mean, when our government really shows their ass, I mean, you're taking out a total, it's going to be crazy. There will be civil and social unrest, mass panic, markets crashing. Like, whether we want to see this or not, we do have stability in the United States. We have that, and we run on stability. Like, we know what we can count on, even if it's rotting beneath the surface, and it is. But, like, I think a full out, exposing all of this is why both parties are going to panic. Because everyone's in on it. It is both sides. It is both sides, and you're ignorant to think it's not. Do we want everybody who runs the machine to collapse? Absolutely. Do we? But we need to be ready for that. And I think you guys were crying about losing food stamps for a month. You're telling me that you think you can handle it when the machine collapses? Because it's not going to be them that's hurt. It's going to be us. Regular people, we suffer the most when that collapses. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, I'm talking electricity, your food, your banking, emergency services, all of these things that require leadership and a level of bureaucracy. Like, we're screwed. So, not only that, Everybody's upset because they're like, Trump promised he was going to release these files. He manipulated words because no president can go in and just demand files that are tied up in a court system. That is our law. The law has been weaponized. So he didn't lie in the villain sense. It's just a promise he couldn't keep. No president can control the documents that come out. Like they were never his to release. And he's not lying about a list. There's not just a list. There's not a single document sitting in a drawer that has all the names. That list is like sealed court records, evidence, victim statements, sex crime materials, federal investigative files. Like it's not a list, you guys. There is so much here. It is files and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of files. They probably have an entire building that contains these files. So, yeah, no president can just walk into the DOJ and say, hand me that Epstein binder. Judges and courts control it. And when you've got these elites that are paying to own your judges and your courts, obviously, because they needed to be protected. No one can let this go. No one can let it out. It was politically powerful. He manipulated it. He used it. It's a disappointment, but there isn't anybody that can just. That's what we all wanted. Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. Like release the files. Expose everybody. Ugh.
Yeah, he's upsetting the swamp. I mean, he's
He's
splashing
pissing him
around in it,
off. Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
but he's not draining it. And I agree with you. The system could fall apart depending on how bad it is. If you all of a sudden lost 100, congressmen,
Right.
between the House and the Senate, because they all had to resign in disgrace, or they all got arrested. You'd have 100 elections you had to go through to different processes and appointments, and every state has a different way of replacing somebody, and they're all on subcommittees and everything else. So all sorts of work in Washington would stop.
Right.
Effectively, you would have just shut down the government effectively by doing it. And there's also, I'm sure, judges around this. There's influential people everywhere because that's what Epstein did.
Right.
Went around and he was an influence peddler. By peddling everything else he was peddling, and it was really awful. We all want to know because it's so disgusting. But there's just different motivations behind this. And I think that we all know that, if there were, 99 progressives that got named and one Republican,
Right.
all the media is going to focus on is the one Republican.
Of course.
And the other 99 are all going to get a pass. So, we're never really going to know the truth on this. I'm not someone who says, "Oh, let it go." I think it should all be opened up. But I'm also a realist. We both are. And I don't think we're ever
Right.
going to know the full story. If anything, I think maybe they'll decide to throw a couple people to the wolves, one or two on each side, so that people can feel like they got their pound of flesh and go home,
I don't think that we're ever going to settle for that. We know it's not a pound of flesh, and we know it's like it that's not enough. It's not going to be enough, and I need you guys to understand there are so many legal barriers to this. Literally, like this is even with the grand jury, never, like it's a rule. SCOTUS can't just unseal this. Like there are so many things that they're protecting, victim identities, because they're minors, and this is they wrapped up a pretty little package. This is going to be the part that probably really makes you mad, is that of everybody that's in on this, and I'm going to say it's you guys would probably be horrified at the amount of people that are probably on this. It's not going to be like 10 powerful guys. This was huge, and this was years of just building this up of networking and manipulation and bribery and all of these things. Here's so I'm like, okay, none of these guys have been prosecuted. No one has ever been named, but how is Ghislaine or whatever her name is, how is this lady even charged then? She's charged with selling little kids to men. She's in jail. That didn't make sense to me. She's charged with trafficking, conspiracy, grooming, transporting minors to here, to where, to who. Okay. So there's guys on the other side that have not been held accountable. And this is the part that should make everybody super mad because it was part of a sweetheart deal that they made with Epstein, that this was not a client case. This was a victim case. So the legal framework, when they indicted them for Maxwell and Epstein traffic girls, it wasn't Maxwell, Epstein, and their powerful clients trafficked girls. Those are different charges, different defendants. So the way this case was structured from day one tells you exactly what no one's telling you. The guys were going to be protected from the beginning, all granted immunity. Epstein and any potential co-conspirators were granted immunity in exchange for his plea. And that includes like their recruiters, assistants, and clients.
It's a long list.
Unconstitutional, corrupt. But that's it. It's to protect them because these clients are the most powerful men on earth. I'm not talking a little TikTok level scandal. I'm talking, you guys, these are billionaires. These are heads of state, royalty, intelligence assets, CEOs, diplomats, global donors, the media, scientists, politicians, doctors, Wall Street titans. You put one of them out there, you're putting out some big networks on trial with them. And that's the shit that destroys countries, like taking away those systems. And you can't just prosecute one because it is automatically going to trigger subpoenas on all. You have to hand over discovery. You have to reveal the network. You have to open Epstein's entire safe. You have to unseal files. There is so much stuff that has to happen, and nobody wants any of that. They were the acceptable sacrifices. That was our pound of flesh. Epstein and Maxwell, that was our pound of flesh. That's what we're getting. I don't think we're getting anything else. They got their conviction. They got their villain. They got a win. They got a headline, public closure. And then everybody else gets away with it.
Yeah, and eventually it'll go away. It
It'll
always
go
does.
away.
The press is already trying to make it go away. And I think that what Burchett did was a little, I think he went rogue. And I'm only saying that because the coverage that he got.
Yeah.
The Republican leadership is not even addressing what happened when he forced this for a vote. And when one side is ignoring their own and the other side is ignoring the other side, I mean, and all that's going on, it's a concerted effort to keep this particular guy quiet. He went out there and he got enough Republican votes to open the files.
Right.
And Democrats lined up to stop it. Now, there's people on our side who will sit there and go, oh, well, that's because the Democrats are protecting their people.
Right.
That's possible. I think both sides are protecting their people. But the Democrats don't want this open right now because they're getting a lot more mileage out of the fact that it's closed and out of the fact that it's completely unknown because they can say whatever they want.
Manipulation at its finest.
And when you own the media and there's no way to prove you wrong, you can say things like, oh, we have Trump now. And then every single progressive on social media is going to pick it up and go, see, Trump's in there. Trump's a pedophile, this and that and the other thing. Because that's what they're getting in their headlines.
Right.
Once it's open and the truth's out, well,
They have
then,
nothing.
you lose all of that ability to manipulate. So as long as they keep it unknown, they can manipulate based on what people think instead of dealing with the actual facts. They are never going to let this come out.
No.
For the next 4 years, the Democrats will do everything they can to block this because it's all the leverage they have. They just let American people go hungry.
Right.
to protect their leverage. You don't think they're going to keep these files closed to
Right.
protect their leverage? Oh my gosh. I mean, they, no. This is not even a thing.
And the very next day, their big thing is they finally got Trump. Like, you guys
Yeah.
don't be retarded.
And
Like,
wasn't that the headline everywhere?
yes, everywhere. My
It's all
page was
useful
full of
idiots.
it. They finally got him. They
Yep.
got him. Like, it's just embarrassing at this point. It's embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing because everyone can see through it. And anyone chiming in on that conversation has done zero research. Like, you want to know who is really messed up? It's our court system. It was never designed to prosecute powerful people. And it has been weaponized to contain scandals and to protect institutions and to shield government from responsibility, to preserve elite networks. That's how it has worked. That's exactly what's been happening. So I'm just saying, you guys need to do some research and stop being a useful idiot. I don't think that we're ever gonna, I don't think we're ever gonna know. And if Democrats take their power back in 4 years, that's when it disappears because the media will no longer talk about it. It will disappear quietly. And years from now, I don't know how long ago did JFK get assassinated? When was that?
Oh my God. You're talking about 30, 50, 55, 57 years ago?
57 years, people
I think, yeah.
questioned what really happened. And it wasn't until recently that the truth that everybody already knew, like, came out, right? So 57 years. And they did that intentionally because they were protecting the machine. They're protecting the system. That's the same thing that's happening here. Even if the truth came out, it will be so far away that nothing is going to happen.
Yeah,
These
all the
people are
principles will
going
be
to,
gone.
yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So I get it. Like, it should make you mad when you can feel that corruption. Like, it does make me mad. You can feel the injustice. You can feel the rot. That is real. That is real. And my thing is, like, this, we're just seeing it. We're seeing it because people are above the law. And it's heartbreaking. People own the law. And
Yeah.
some of these people are the law. So, yes, be super mad. We're under their thumb right now. And everyone is feeling that. The system is losing its legitimacy, whether people want to admit it or not, because no one trusts the media. No one is trusting the government. No one is trusting the courts. No one is trusting the banks. No one is trusting these global institutions. No one's trusting the elites. And for the love of God, if you're still trusting celebrities, you need to stay in drugs. Because I, like, the structure is wobbling. So my argument is, it's already shaky. You know, give us a chance to show what we can do. And if we end up in civil war or, you know, whatever happens, I mean, it happens, but, like, protect our kids, because this whole, the illusion is breaking. And people are waking up. Like, they've gotten away with this for far too long. So I can't even spiral about, like, what they did anymore. It's the point of, like, what can we do? What is our answer right now? Like, you in your home, because just saying this stuff, there's not going to be the accountability you want. But when system is rotting from the inside, the only people who can shift what's happening in this country are the people who stop waiting for someone up there to fix it. And it's not about burning things down. It is about power in numbers. We cannot look to the elite and the government for justice. This starts locally. Like, your local elections matter. It's that same thing of, like, America first, right? We have to get our home in order. We have to take care of our house and our neighborhood. So this is, make your local elections matter to you. Get on your school boards, you know, the sheriffs, county judges, state reps, city councils, district attorney races. Get in that, because that is where real power lives right now. It's not for everybody to say, I don't care, I can't do anything about this. Maybe that's the thing that's supposed to set you on fire to step into your potential, because you can be the change that we want to see. You could flip entire counties and states and laws from the ground up because local leaders aren't insulated like the DC elites. I want you to understand that. America's never going to change from the top to the bottom. It's got to be from the bottom up. That's where we're at right now. We are at the bottom, and we have to support the leaders who fear God and serve the people, not the people that are serving their donors. And I know that it's rare, but they exist, and you're probably one of them. You need to step into that leadership role if you're accountable, if you can be transparent, if you're community rooted, spiritually grounded. These are the people that we need to step up right now. Silence is complicity, and you can be the change that we want to see in this country. You're not tied to foreign interests. You're not a career politician. That is who America needs right now. And let's start electing those people. If it's not you, maybe it's someone you know. Because this is how the elites lose control super fast. Really, you have to use your voice relentlessly. Get the platform, get the followers. You have influence, you have a story, family, you have faith, you have courage. You build on that. You don't need CNN level reach anymore. I probably have more people looking at my page than people that follow MSNBC. You just need
That's
your
possible.
tribe. Well,
That's
that wasn't
possible.
saying much, but you get the joke, you guys. But like, this is going to take everyday people to do that, and we have to protect our minds because fear is their favorite weapon, and that's what they've utilized. Corrupt systems survive because the public gets scared and they get overwhelmed and they feel powerless, and then we continue to fight each other and we just give up because what could change? How can we stand up to the elites? And then you just withdraw from action because you're fat and happy. So go play video games and eat junk food and order takeout. And who cares what's going on because you're fat and happy, This isn't
Yeah.
even about reacting emotionally, you guys. I want you to start thinking critically and clear your head about this. Like
I
you
wish
can't
people
fight
would.
what you fear. Yeah.
Nobody's doing any research, though.
No
Nobody's
one's
taking the
doing any
time. They're
research.
just reading the headlines and lashing out because everybody's upset. Everybody's still angry. And so until some of that anger dissipates just a little bit, we're not going to have people who are thinking with clear heads on either side. Right now, it's well, you this. Oh, really? Well, then you this, and that's all we're getting,
Right.
is finger pointing back and forth. Nobody's actually digging in and looking, except folks like you, right?
Right.
And then even when you put it out there, people still take what you say and go, yeah, well, but what about this? I see it on your posts all the time. People
Yeah.
select one word out of the eight that you put into a sentence, and they're like, oh, well, but what about this? And you're like, really? Seriously, that's what you got? The
Right.
sentence I put up there. People are just self-serving right now. And it's a tough spot for us to be as a country to try and make it out of, but there's still hope. There's still hope because at the end of the day, progressives are on course to shoot themselves in the foot for the final time.
Right.
And they will eventually. Because they are not picking up that it isn't just conservatives that are awake anymore. It is a big chunk of the other side that is waking up and is going, wait a minute, hold on. What's happening here?
Right. Well, I think it's important too that you guys take action locally, 'cause here's the thing. I'm a voice for the kids, and the truth of the matter is all these elites are probably still getting away with it. Like, this isn't something that changed. Epstein's Island didn't just dissipate. Okay? These are very disgusting, disturbing people. I guarantee that just because Epstein got arrested, it doesn't mean everybody stopped doing what they were doing. Okay? So this is absolutely still currently happening. I know I've talked a little bit about it because the episode just blew my mind, but Tim Tebow did an episode with Sean Ryan where he brought forward facts that the US Department of Justice had figures pointing to vast numbers of IP addresses associated with child abuse material over a teeny tiny short period of time to show how widespread spread the problem is. And I'm telling you, the United States lit up like a Christmas tree because they use a very strong visual. So this is my thing. It's not just the elites. Like, this is stuff that's happening in your neighborhood, literally. And it's something that's where we start. You can't be ignorant and think that it's just the elites that are hurting our kids. It's not. It's not. There, it is on all of us to be aware of this, okay? In the front line to protect our kids, especially these online dangers of grooming, trafficking, and your kids can be exploited. It does matter what they're watching. It does matter what time, the amount of time they're spending on social media. When you are not standing up for even the kids in your own home, and that's where this starts. If you are a parent who is giving your kid unlimited video game time, if you are a parent who lets your kid chat online to people, like, you are complicit in this. So I am telling you, we need to stop crying about these elites. I can't carry any more weight of this Epstein list, but I can tell you that everything they were doing is happening in your neighborhood. And it could be in your house. If you are just letting your kid have a free-for-all, we have to protect our kids. And it's not just the kids, it's knowing who your kids are going to be around. My babies don't get to go anywhere, and there's a reason for that. They don't get to go to friends' houses. It's not worth the risk for me. So bring God into this and start asking for that discernment and trust your awareness with people. Educate yourself, educate your house, monitor devices, learn what the grooming tactics are. Because they're doing it. They're doing it in mass numbers. And I'm telling you, your neighborhood would light up too, of child predators out there. So set up safeguards. These are the things that you can do. Start a group in your community of, like, how can we protect our kids? You know, this is where it starts. This is where we take that action instead of just giving up and saying there's nothing we could do about the elites. Who cares about them at this point? They sold their soul. They sold their soul. And what changes in your family's life when that wall comes crumbling down in the government? You're still a mom that's got a kid that needs to be educated. You're still a dad that has a kid that's going to baseball practice. Like, this local stuff is very important. You know, advocate at school boards, have safety meetings, call people out, donate to the people, the vigilantes out there. And there's a lot. You know, there's some that I'm happy to support because they're out there, like, saying who these people are. You know, use your voice, you guys. This is what we do so we can maintain peace of mind. And this is where we start. We can't be mad about Trump not putting America first and not even be protecting the integrity in our own house and not even protecting our neighborhoods because there's some very sick, perverse people out there. Okay. So we can't be useful idiots anymore. Like, you guys need to wake up. Yes, this is a long fight. But I think every child needs to be protected, and I think every predator needs to be exposed. Kids are our future, and if we can't protect our babies, we're no better than any politician who's going to cry about America first.
There you go. There you go. This is another case where it really matters how you vote,
Yes.
too. And this is why we simply can't have civil discourse anymore. This is the type of thing that Charlie Kirk always alluded to and tried to make a point about. And one of the things that got him killed was this sort of conversation. If, someone who you used to consider to be a friend is voting for progressives, they're voting for people who are going to go into office and protect these people, the people who are child predators. They're trying to make them a protected class.
They are.
I mean, they're trying to say it's not mental illness now, or they're trying to say that there's really nothing wrong with it. It's just a lifestyle choice. So leave them alone. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you have a bone of decency in your whole body, you simply can't abide by that anymore. And I think we've kind of crossed the threshold of the niceties anymore. And we
Right.
really have to pay attention to the full scope of what what we're voting for. And this is another really good example of that.
It's such a problem that law enforcement can't even keep up anymore locally, you guys. Like, they can't keep up on this. It's a huge problem, and you need to be calling your representatives, and we need to demand funding for child cybercrime units in our counties. We can demand that stuff. If enough people speak up for this, we can do that, because every state has that. There's a shortage of digital forensics. They've got backlogs, on these things. And you guys, this is a demand. Like, there is a demand for little kids. Okay. Sex trafficking isn't just like a fun little hobby. This is a full-on demand that takes all of us to step up and engage in a little bit of that warfare. So it does matter how you vote, and it does matter what you're allowing your friends to sign off on. That's it. Americans are the number one consumers of child abuse content. Number one. You can research that. I fact-checked it. And we are fueling a massive part of the global trafficking industry. That's it. And the way you, what can you do about that? Danger is inside your home, devices, shadows. You guys, we are called. We are called. God said to protect the children. It's biblical. It's not just Brandon saying, oh, we have to protect the kids. No, it's part of the order. It's part of our human experience of stepping in here, of God giving us this life to protect our kids. The number of kids that go missing every year, you guys. And so this isn't about Epstein's list, and it's not about accountability on a measure that, yeah, maybe we can't touch right now. Will I ever stop wanting it to come out? No. Like, I think they all need to be held accountable. Public hangings, wood chippers, all of it. Like, it's not a pound of flesh. It is the whole cow. I want the whole cow in the meat grinder, publicly, of course. But our court systems, our system, our government does what the government does. It protects itself. Washington is looking out for Washington. I don't care if you took the red pill or the blue pill, it's always going to be Washington looking out for Washington. So get your house in order. And I know this is a heavy topic. No one wants to hear about it. No one wants to talk about it. It's everyone panics. Like, if maybe you can't see it happening, it makes it go away. And that's just not true. So force these kind of uncomfortable conversations. Maybe this is what you need to be talking about for Thanksgiving. Factually, America is the number one place for child sex trafficking, because no one's going to be fighting about Trump on the Epstein list when that conversation comes out. So
Yeah,
it's an
good strategy.
awareness.
Good strategy.
Yeah. It's an awareness. I've ranted long enough, Rory. I'm going to let you close us out.
Okay.
Unless
All
you have
right.
more to say, because for sure there's this could be a whole month series
Yeah.
just
I mean,
talking about this.
again, we could go on and on and on because our
Yeah.
kids are our world, you know.
Yep.
So, no, matter of fact, I'm going to change what I was going to do because I'll save the one I had planned for next time because of this topic. It's really important what you've been talking about, you know, about kids and stuff today. And part of the thing I want to try and do with this program is shed light on the ramifications of the decisions we make, especially when it comes to voting and things like that, because we're such single issue people, you know, sometimes. This part about the kid, child trafficking, when you're voting for defund the police, you think you're voting for racial equality. You think you're voting against, you know, abusive cops. You have an idea of what you think you're voting for. When you defund the police, you are literally taking funds away from the police. That means they have to cut things. That means they can't grow things. There isn't, if we're the number one country in the entire world for child trafficking, then there's no reason in the world why every police department that calls itself a police department shouldn't have a child trafficking unit that focuses just on that. That focuses on, you know, online predatory behavior that, you know, sets traps for these people in our local neighborhoods. You know, this shouldn't be up to a bunch of Avengers on Facebook to go out and pose as children to trap
Right.
child predators. Okay. I mean, that gets a lot of views, but it shouldn't be their job. That's what the police should be doing. And the police can't expand to the services that they need when you're trying to defund them. So when you defund the police and you feel like you're part of some, historic and noble woke movement, you are helping child trafficking to prosper because you're keeping our police departments from growing and helping us to stop it. So again, think about what you're voting for when you do it. That's all I want to say.
That's it. I love you guys. Silence is complicity.